You are afraid to invest in your business and yourself, even if you know how much it would help you to get that business off the ground. I feel you. Doing things for the first time is scary, and investing in your business and yourself takes just the same decision-making process as you would invest in a house or a different education. In this episode, I am taking you through my decision-making process and how I made a decision to invest in my personal development and speaking career of $20,000 within 48 hours. Tune in. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, my friend. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek, popping in with a hot topic today. Let's talk investments. I'm not speaking about investments in the stock market, but the investments in your own personal development and your business. There is a lot to say about this topic. It is still, unfortunately, an incredibly controversial topic in our society because we speak money. Who likes speaking about money? And it is a very difficult topic for women. I am experiencing this on a daily basis. What concerns people have when it comes to invest in a coach, invest in a program that costs more than $100. I'm gonna tell you something, it is not your worthiness. I know you know that you are worthy of everything. I know you are going on that holiday. I know you bought yourself those shoes you wanted already to have for a long time. I know you're driving the car you want, and you know that you are worthy of it all. There is something so much deeper behind this, and I would like to talk you through this, plus give you my exact process, how I make investments, as this is a very recent topic for me as well. I invested just 2 weeks ago $20,000 into a speaking career. So let me kick off this way. You might be sitting on the fence and considering maybe even investing in my business building program, Strategic Success, but something is just not allowing you to even think about it. I am not saying to be like, hell yes, I'm going for it, have my credit card, but even to consider your options. The main reason for these things is because we as women are not taught to speak openly about money and to handle money. So now, seeing that we all have the rights, hello 21st century, that we can do that, women have jobs, women can and do earn a lot of money, it is still a very controversial topic. And just because we can invest, just because we can earn money, just because we can spend it, it doesn't mean that we know how, because it's really something inherited and passed on over generations. Imagine this, it's only in the 70s it was, if a woman lost her husband, so when she was a widow and needed to open up her own bank account, she needed a permission of a male family member, to open up that bank account, even if it was her son. That is very recent. And luckily, there are movements and the world is changing, but we haven't learned to change as quickly with those movements. So it does require, unfortunately, work in our own personal development to step in the roles that we are given these days. And this is not an easy one, especially if no one speaks about it. And I think personally, it is time to have these conversations. So you might be now thinking, I want to invest into something, in a program. Then let me tell you the first thing you need to do and ask yourself, because you know, you are worthy of it all. Ask yourself, do I really need this? And with need, I don't mean, do I need external validation? The people who are selling successfully on social media, because this is where people buy those programs, or where you potentially found a coach, and you'd be like, oh my God, I think I really want this. Ask yourself, why do you want this? There are so many people who are having a good marketing strategy, who are extremely good marketers, and they're gonna make you feel that you need it all. This is, by the way, with any clothing brand you love and you think you need every yoga ties you see from them. This is marketing, my friend, and we need to be aware of that. And specifically in the coaching space, if you are a service provider starting your business and you have perhaps imposter syndrome, you don't quite yet believe in yourself that you can be the CEO of the company you are building, we are a target. Let me explain further. So this good marketing, and it happens to me as well, but I do have the trick that I want to tell you and share with you today. You hear something, you overlook an ad, a reel, someone approaches you and you'll be like, oh my God, I need this. I can't continue without this because this is going to be my magic key to success. All right, what is it that you are buying? I'm going to give you an example from my industry. I often have this thing that be like, okay, I could make so much more money if I would buy this program. But then I need to go inward and ask myself, what do I expect from this program to teach me? And do I really need this? And potentially I might have already the knowledge for it. So I know a lot of business stuff. I know a lot of online world stuff. And why would I buy this program? So I dig deeper and I'm gonna listen to the people, what they say and what is actually in that program, so I can see whether I already can tick the boxes. And most of the time I can tick the boxes, and I try not to get the validation of my knowledge, of my wisdom, of my expertise through a program. This is not a program you need. It might be that you really need help with something. And what is often, very often mistaken, that if you are an expert in your field, and let's say you are in the health industry, just because you know that you can help people with what you can offer them, it doesn't mean that you need to know how marketing works and how business works. These things can be separated. So one is what you offer, what you are an expert in, and the other thing is what you can learn in order to run a business. And if you know that you need help in marketing your offers and how to build a business, then this is a program you need. If you are buying within your industry and just to see how other people are doing it, you are looking for external validation of your expertise. And I think here, you can already see a huge difference. You don't need external validation. And if you're on the fence on buying something, ask yourself, am I looking for someone to confirm that I am okay? Or am I actually seeking help because I do not have knowledge in this field. You will get absolute clarity. We don't need external validation. This is already within you. You better learn how to trust yourself and your own intuition. And there is no shame in seeking help in fields you are not knowledgeable in. So, in my example, I could go on the internet and I could figure out how to become a good speaker. Potentially, I know all the knowledge we are seeking is out there somewhere. But I decided to become a great speaker. And I decided not to waste my time. And I decided to immerse myself into a world where people are already doing it. And I decided to not play small with my potential. And I decided to make this a priority. And this made me invest into the Big Talk Academy. Because I knew what I will get out of it. And I know that I have the knowledge to do this on my own. And I wanted to have quick progress and success in the end. So there was no, I need external validation factors. It was, I want this and I want it so bad and I need help from a professional. So this is number two. If you still think you need help from a professional, and let's say the program costs 3K, and there is a limit on time on decision to it, because the cards are closing, the program is being only opened once a year or twice a year, or it has limited space. Often people feel pushed and feel that there is scarcity being used on them, the strategy of scarcity. It's true, by the way, it's a marketing strategy, but you can use this strategy to your advantage. Why is that? There is a reason why people are doing it from the marketing perspective, but there is a reason why you should make use of this. When I was in the call of potentially signing up for my speaker program, I knew that I have 1 week to make this decision. But in that call, I committed to give an answer, a definite yes and or no, within 24 hours. Why did I do this to myself? Simply because I know how not just mine, but everybody's brain works. You know that your brain wants to keep you safe. It is not here to help you thrive in no way. And the moment you make this decision to make an investment, a scary investment, because I think 20,000 is a lot of money, and taking a risk that nobody can give you a guarantee that you will be successful, but your brain is gonna go mad. And the more time you allow your brain to craft these stories, the more time you allow to overthink, the bigger these stories get and the fear expands and the stories expand. And all that happens is overwhelm and you will step back or avoiding taking further steps because we are not done yet. So you have made an estimation whether you just want external validation to buy this program or you really need it because there's a lack of knowledge and you want to step into something more potent, then the next thing is to see, okay, what time frame do I give myself? I can give myself to make a final decision and don't make it longer than 48 hours. If you can, give yourself 3 days, give yourself 4 days. But there is a time frame you will need to take further steps down the line. depending on as well how long you need for taking the next steps that I will be taking you through. Do not let your brain tell you that you cannot do it. And the thing here is that trusting yourself that if you make this investment, trusting yourself that you will give your best possible to make this program work for you, that you will give it all to come out of it as a hero, that you will commit to learning, that you will commit to doing, that you will commit to prioritizing your investment, because you know if you do that, you will succeed. And nobody can give you this guarantee. Not even I can give this to my people when they sign up for my program, because I'll be there 100% for you at all agreed times. This is my guarantee, but you need to do the work. I can't do it for you. I can do it with you, but you need to trust yourself that you're going to prioritize this, and this is going to be for a bit of time your priority, your learning, your fun, your development, and in the end, your success. To really live this for a moment, to incorporate this, you need to turn inward. You need to turn inward and become still and feel what is there and discover your gaps. What is there that potentially can hold me back for stepping into my full power and give my best during this program I am investing in? This should be your question. Answer it. And it's not the end if there are obstacles. The next question should be, how can I solve this? Because again, you need help to move forward. You don't want to be on that same spot, circling for another month, half a year. You want to move on. So if there is an obstacle that might hold you back from stepping into your full potential, your full power and give it all, ask yourself, how can I eliminate this for 3 months or as long as the program takes? Get your answers straight on the paper. Get that clarity. Don't avoid these feelings. Don't avoid these questions, because these questions that you do not answer, the emotions that you neglect, are expanding into fear. Your brain is going to craft a story. It's going to be incredible and you're going to believe it. Okay, so we have done that. So now that we know we need that program, we know how it's going to serve us, and we are ready to actually give our best, and we have found the trust that is so deeply within, we need to involve people that are around us, right? I am not a big fan when people say, if you need to ask your partner for an investment, or if you can't invest, or if you need to discuss with your husband, you are not empowered. This is a sales tactic that does not resonate with me, because I think the moment we start or we choose to invest into our personal development, there is more to it than just money. And if you are living with someone in a household where money matters, because you both have needs, your family has needs that need to be covered, this needs to be discussed. This can be an uncomfortable conversation, but you need to have this uncomfortable conversation within 48 hours, preferably. We need to learn that too, as women, to have uncomfortable conversations around money. I needed to have it too, and my partner is in a management position himself, and he is a very ambitious person, but he is no one who is seeking that kind of career I am seeking. He in no way wants to be public. He in no way wants to run an online business. He is okay where he is. And he's having a great role with a lot of responsibility. So he does not entirely understand my ambition. So I need to approach him and tell him, listen, I'm not asking you for permission. I'm just stating that I'm doing this, but I want to make sure that this is working for both our lives and that you still can be the support for me that I need during this time, because I know becoming a great speaker and speaking on stages in my personal situation right now is going to be something big. I will need to put in work. I know that I will have to have so much internal turmoil that I need to go through to become that confident speaker, to be seen, to be visible, to see, to say what I need to say. So I needed my partner on my side, because he's going to be the one coming back from work and me running towards him, telling him all the things that did work or didn't work, etc. We need to have this conversation. And if somebody is together in one household with you, please have that conversation. We cannot neglect this. And then there is another thing that you decide by deciding to make an investment in your personal development. There is a time investment to be done. So having your family, your partner on board, the people who share life with, is important. Because basically, with me deciding to go for my speaking career and focus on that for 3 months, I told my partner that he will probably be second priority, or that our life together might become second priority, because he has a business to run, I have a business to run, and on top of that, I'm going to immerse myself into the speaking world. I think your partner has a right to think this through with you, and as well see what does it mean for our relationship, what obstacles we might be facing, and how can we already prevent them from happening. This is so much strategy behind this investment. But again, neglecting the emotion, avoiding the uncomfortable conversation is something that will let your brain craft stories, expand, and you will never make your investment, no matter how much you need it. So this is something even more important. Have the conversations. Have them immediately. Be brave to share your passion. Be brave to share your vision. Be brave to share the mission you are on. And know that not everybody needs to join you. They don't have to be 100% on your path, but they can be a support, as much support as they can be. And they can validate your decision because they love you, because they honor you, because they want you to succeed, no matter how much they can contribute. All right? And now, one controversial, more controversial direction here. If your partner is not on your side because he or she can't grasp that. The online world is still a funny world for so many. I have my family-in-law who do not believe in the online world. They're just in a very old-fashioned corporate world, very successful, but you know, anything that is like social media and running your own business on these terms, like it's not a brick and mortar business, but I am all over the world traveling, having all kinds of friends, a podcast and stuff like that, they cannot relate to this. And I always get comments that are disempowering. But here, we need to step into our power and not allow these thoughts and their fears being projected on you. And we can handle that with so much respect. You don't have to go, I'm going to show you. And if you don't believe in me, and because this is not going to get you anywhere, believe me, this frustration you have, let it out somewhere else. But approach those people who you love. Like, I am close to my in-laws and I do respect their thinking. And I also respect what they tell me, but yet with a lot of empathy towards them, I will explain them my approach and that I will go for it anyway. Because this was to my surprise afterwards, they actually appreciated and they thought that I'm very brave to go for this crazy thing in their head, although everybody seems to be against me, which is them. So also these conversations we need to have, but you know, because you already went inward and you found that peace, that strength, that empowerment within you, that this is for you, that you want it, and you're gonna go for it regardless. And last but not least, there is this question of debt. Debt is something so bad in our society. Making debt is horrible, unless you buy a house, you invest in university. It's not any kind of diploma, personal development courses. It's only university counts. Or if you buy a car, which I think is one of the silliest debts to make for a car, because the moment you step into the car, it's not even worth anymore what you bought it for. And there is a huge risk that the next 100 meters you just drive into a pole or somebody drives into you and it's gone. Okay? I think this is a huge risk, but it's something very personal. But these investments and these ways of making debt are validated from our society, and it feels so easy. Even friends for weddings. People are making huge debt for their wedding, for that one day. Can you tell me where your guarantee is that you will stay forever with your partner? Okay, thank you. There is none. But it's validated by society, and therefore no problem, and nobody is gonna ever judge you if you make a debt because you buy a house, or if you make a debt because you get married, or because your kids are going to university. But if you want to take some money and or borrow some money and say like, I need this to move forward in my life because I am on a mission to serve, to help people. I feel called to do this. People are going to look at you and be like, oh, well, perhaps you just go and find a job. Let me tell you a few words on this to give you a different perspective on debt. Just because you make a debt, that means that you right now, you can't lift that entire sum what your investment would be. But you are perfectly capable of paying it back in smaller amounts. That doesn't mean that during you paying that back that you cannot save any other money, or that you cannot make any other investments. This needs to be calculated. This is a calculation you can easily make on paper and see, what do I have available? What can I pay back into my education, and how can I still live the other entire life? I mean, having debt doesn't mean that you need to eat rice for the rest of your life. It is just so scary because we do not see the outcome, and we were not taught to put things on paper because we don't speak about money. We don't want to see those numbers. And as long as you don't speak about it, it doesn't exist. But in fact, it does exist in your head and your brain, making the stories that expand. To get back to our main problem, which is our brain telling us that this is something super, super, super dangerous. And on the other hand, our societal standards and by the rules we live, and it feels like we are breaking a huge rule and everybody's gonna point fingers at us, but in reality, it's your choice. And I've been speaking now 27 minutes to you about this. You have plenty of time if you give yourself 2 days to make this decision. And if you made it, do it in coldness. Go inside. Don't do big things for these 2 days. If you feel like you can't do anything else, it has a reason, because your brain, your body, your whole nervous system is busy with something else. You are clarifying questions you need to ask yourself to make this investment, and this requires peace, it requires energy, it requires you to be there. And the moment anything requires you, you need to turn inward and be still. And then when you finally make it, that is, you swipe that card, you give your credit card details, so you are in it, you did it. Don't be surprised if it doesn't feel anything special. Happened to me. I made the investment. I was so nervous to have the conversations, to get my partner on board. I was so nervous to see this all on paper and to see how much I really trust myself, how much I need this, how much I want this. And then I did it and there was nothing. It was pure emptiness. It was like, ah, and now what? I told my partner that I did it. I told my parents-in-law, I told my sister, who is a big fan of me, and everybody was jumping. Everybody was happy for me, wanting to celebrate, and be like, no, I don't feel it. That's okay, because this is how it's supposed to feel. You don't always have to be overly happy. You don't always have to be overly scared. You don't always have to be overly excited. You can be neutral. You can be neutral about this and sit with that neutral feeling, because it's trust. It's trust that you made the right decision. It is trust that you just went with one foot on that path you've been always looking forward to going. Give yourself the time, digest. And once you feel like celebrating, please go. Please go and celebrate. Have that dinner, share with your friends. And that's it. That's it. That's the whole process. But we need to go through it. It's not a simple yes or no. I hope this helps you. I hope you can relate to one or the other feeling. Take what resonates, leave the rest. But it is your time now to step into your power and ask those powerful questions to you, to turn inward, to get quiet, and to trust yourself, because everything you need is already within you, and I believe in you 1000%. Tired of programs that leave you feeling the same? Rewire is Breathing Space's 12-week journey to unlock your true potential through breathwork. Wouldn't it be incredible to experience transformation that awakens your most authentic self and supports you on your business journey? Imagine being supported by your breath and deeply connected to your purpose. Daily breathwork practices and deep release sessions, this is the thing that changes everything. Ready to step into your power? Find the link to join Rewire in the show notes and get the 33% off as thank you for being a valued member of this fabulous community.